This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 27th. God's word for you today is the cloud. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. And it says, "The Lord replied, 'I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you.'" In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will personally go with you. He will give you rest, and everything will be fine with you. As God brings us to a new chapter this season, the first thing that is highlighted to us from the story in Exodus chapter 13 is that it is not about the shortest route. The second thing is, if you're facing it, then you can handle it. The third thing God wants us to pay attention to is that God will go ahead of you. And the fourth thing, our only response is to move with the cloud. Numbers chapter 9 verse 17 says, "Whenever the cloud lifted from over the sacred tent, the people of Israel would break camp and follow it. And whenever the cloud settled, the people of Israel would set up camp." I pray that you will see the cloud move and you will have the spiritual sense to follow it. When the cloud settles, you will not keep moving in the name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 9 verse 18 to 20 says, "In this way, they traveled and camped at the Lord's command, wherever he told them to go. Then they remained in their camp as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle. If the cloud remained over the tabernacle for a long time, the Israelites stayed and performed their duty to the Lord. Sometimes the cloud would stay over the tabernacle for only a few days, so the people would stay for only a few days, as the Lord commanded. Then, at the Lord's command, they would break camp and move on." Numbers chapter 9, verse 21 to 22 says, "Sometimes the cloud stayed only overnight and lifted the next morning, but day or night, when the cloud lifted, the people broke camp and moved on. Whether the cloud stayed above the tabernacle for 2 days, a month, or a year, the people of Israel stayed in camp and did not move on. But as soon as it lifted, they broke camp and moved on. Therein was their protection, provision, timing, and sync with heaven." Numbers chapter 9 verse 23 says, "So they camped or traveled at the Lord's command, and they did whatever the Lord told them through Moses." This is so powerful, and I encourage you to spend time today meditating on this passage. Acts chapter 2 verse 42 says, "All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. As long as they were devoted to these four components, they were powerful and unstoppable." When you move with the cloud, as in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, you will make progress both in the day and in the night, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, as I abide and move with your presence, I gain grounds, win battles, get traction, and make progress both in the day and in the night, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.